Hi, it's Dr. Craig here, episode 199 of the podcast, and I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. One of the things I've been thinking about lately is technology and how much I enjoy technology, but how also we can let it really disrupt our life and take us away from being in the present. It's one of the biggest things that you see throughout our society. That how many times people are actually on a device and they're missing out on what is in front of them. Nothing is more sad than this is when you see parents with children, that they're on their device as the children are playing at the park or maybe sitting with them at a restaurant or somewhere. And you might think that they don't know, but they do know, because in actual fact what you're saying is that the device is more important than the person or the child that's with you at the time. Look, I'm not preaching because I've been guilty of this. I'm sure we all have been guilty of this. And if we really think about it, it's something that we would like to really change, because no one wants to do that to those that are with them in the present. And what are you really looking at anyway that can't wait? So I thought it would be good to read a chapter from my book, Self-Science, A Study of You by You, which is available on my website, drcraigduncan.com.au, or anywhere that you look and buy your books. But I'm not about plugging the book today. I just want to read this chapter. It's chapter 11, and I called it Obsessive Connectivity. For those of you who can remember a time before the mobile phone, I think you will recognize the incredible impact it has had on our daily lives. The first mobile phones didn't have internet access, so it wasn't until the birth of the smartphone that we began to see the effect it would have on society. Although many positives have come out of this technology, it is evident that the constant connectivity has had a detrimental effect on our overall performance in life. This is primarily associated with the impact that smartphones have had on face-to-face communication and the ability to concentrate. As you are reading this, ask yourself how long it's been since you last checked your phone. For many of you, the answer will likely be only a few minutes. We seem to have this ever-growing fear of missing out on vital information, and even though we are more connected across the globe, I would argue that we are disconnected to those closest to us. It was Albert Einstein that said the human spirit must prevail over technology. And we've already touched on the negative impact that occurs if we are glued to our phone or tablet screens into the night during our chapter on sleep. But the constant use of these devices throughout the day is also problematic. We are too easily distracted by social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, which make it difficult for us to stay focused and get our work completed promptly. Cal Newport, in his excellent book, Deep Work, highlights just how important it is to be focused if you are to get quality work completed. And how can this be possible if you are constantly checking your newsfeed? Even as I write this, I've had to put strategies in place to stop me getting off track. And some of these are worth sharing. Applications such as Self-Control, which I'm using on my MacBook, allow me to block the searching of the internet for a set amount of time. This works well, as it's just too tempting to complete a small amount of work and then check your email for the 44th time that day, or the news, or some other site that you've been drawn to. There are many more similar applications, and most of them work just as well. Often it is just about retraining your mind to focus. You can even do something so simple as to leave your phone at home and work somewhere with no internet access, so you can't easily stop writing and start searching, browsing and surfing. This still requires some self-control, but the first step is to recognize there is an issue. Even if you don't have a task to complete, there is something to be said about disengaging from technology for a while. As a society, it seems we can't bear to be bored anymore. We are glued to our devices on the train, on the bus, waiting in line, or even walking from place to place. Sadly, we are allowing life to pass us by. And it's time to make a change. Monitor yourself to identify if the excessive use of your smartphone is something that is impacting on your life. And if it is, change it. It might not be easy, as there is substantial evidence to suggest that smartphones are addictive. And people demonstrate signs of withdrawal if they have their device removed. One method is to try and have a gadget, social media, and internet-free day once per week. So think about that. Fast from your gadgets, social media, and internet, just one time a week. And if that's too much, maybe just start with an hour a day. Who knows? It might be the way you can move forward. This is often best completed on the weekend, and although it might be difficult at first, you have to start somewhere. More and more people are doing digital detox holidays, where you take a break somewhere that has no connectivity, effectively forcing you to go without your devices and find other ways to enjoy yourself, spending time with others. Without your device in your pocket, you'll eventually be able to relax, breathe deeper, and be less on edge. So is it a problem for you? I'm sure it is. It's a problem for everyone. There's only a few people I know that it isn't a problem for. And even then, those people that don't answer the phone when we expect, we start to try and bring them back into our pit of technology. When in actual fact, they've got it right. The disconnect aspect of them allows them to be more present, to embrace life fuller. So, I mean, I've also got a couple of questions, and here's a couple of answers. Someone wrote, I read an article the other day that said the average person checks their phone 47 times a day. How do we break this obsessive relationship we have with our screens? The first step is we need to acknowledge the fact that our phones aren't going anywhere. We can put them in our pocket and leave them there, and we can be reasonably sure that we reach back in, they'll still be there. So why do we feel the need to pick them up that often? Well, let's take a step back for a second and look at the positives. They are a great resource. They give us access to a whole lot of information that we never had easy access to in the past. So that's a positive thing. But when you're checking your phone 47 times a day, that's a problem. No doubt about it. And if we're doing that, we need to be aware of it. I think most people would be shocked to find that they're checking their phones that often. I have an iPhone and it tells me my screen time every week, and that's a great little bit of self-monitoring information for all of us. If you don't have enough time to do all the things you want to in life, but you're spending 5 hours on your phone every day, well, I guess you know what you need to do to find more time. And perhaps you need to work out what you're going to do with all that extra time you have when you're not on your phone. And that'll help you to see the benefit of limiting your screen time. See, we always have a choice. Every time you're choosing to pick up that phone, you're making a choice. The fact is, they are addictive. The cycle of continually going through your social media, checking the news, checking your email and whatnot, that resembles addictive behavior. I know some schools have looked at banning them during school hours, and I'm not sure that's the solution. I believe we need to set aside time when we can be on our devices, and maybe during other times you leave it in airplane mode or you only use it for phone calls. So we need to recognize the value in technology, but also the limitations. Is this adding to your life or is it detracting? It's hard to make a blanket statement. You might be reading a book on your phone while you're on the bus, and that might be positive. Accessibly checking Facebook while you're not at work or spending time with your kids, well, that is not so positive. I've done the research on myself in order to gauge whether it is positive or negative, and I think we all need to do that self-analysis to work out if it's a problem and modify our behavior accordingly. So I get lots of questions like that. I don't have the answers, but like anything, first do the self-analysis. Ask yourself, is this choice you're making, being connected to your phone, adding to your life or taking away from your life? And please, Don't choose the phone over those people in front of you, because that's definitely not making the world a better place. Anyway, wherever you are, have a think about that, reflect on your life, and really strive to make this world a better place.